Don't you have an opinion on him?
My opinion is he's got a right to sing it, he's got a right to say it,
really?
And I got a right
really?
To not buy it.
Where does that right come from, Mr. Zappa? Where does the right to advocate incest come from?
That song does not advocate.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hear Hear, the very first Hear Hear show. This is John Hirschfield and
I can't hear us at all.
And Mark.
Oh, no, I can hear us. Sorry. I'm being unprofessional.
You may have heard some of our other shows. I Do Is Good and the Kill Radio Tuesday News. Mark, you do Close Your Eyes.
Yeah, 24 hours later from your show on Thursdays, I do on Fridays Close Your Eyes.
Now, just to get everybody prepped, what are we doing here? Why are we here on a Monday afternoon? What's Hear Hear?
Is that a question?
It's Yeah, but it's rhetorical.
Okay, good. So I don't have to answer that. Because I don't know why we're here.
We're here because we're jumpstarting Kill Radio's first and only, as far as I know, submission exclusive show. If you hear it on this show, it means somebody sent it to us. And if somebody sent it to us, it means they took the time and the effort to put it in an envelope or to email it. How can people send us music?
There's a number of ways. What's our address? You know, here, I got
yes.
It here.
If you want to send us a CD, which
you
is
you want
my
to mail it to us
it,
in the analog way,
that would be 3806. Send it to Kill Radio. Attention, Robin Torres, who's a fictional character.
No, she's our intern.
Yes, she's hot too. She's our fictional intern. The address is.
I thought Robin was a guy. It's that unisex name.
You would think Robin is a guy. The address is 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201. Los Angeles, California, 90004.
Also, this information's on our website. If you go to killradio.org, I believe you click on the link About Us.
Yes.
There's a little area for submissions if you scroll down. The other way people have been sending me music is this new thing that a friend of mine turned me onto. It's this website called YouSendIt.com. That's YouSendIt.com. You just upload the file, and it could be pretty much anything, and then you put in the sendee box, the people you want to send it to, you put their email addresses separated by commas, and it'll send it out that way. So if you want to email me anything or email me a link using You Send It, my email address is mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. So YouSendIt.com. It's so easy. You'll figure it out. I'm not even going to explain it again. And then just email me, mark, M-A-R-C, C as in cat, gay French spelling of Mark, mark at killradio.org. That's a redundancy.
Now, Hear Hear is going to stream live from killradio.org.
Correct.
Every Monday from noon to 2. Today's our first show. And the reason we're doing this is because there's so many talented musicians out there that are kicking and screaming and begging to get airplay, and they send it to stations, and it just gets caught up in this vortex.
Right.
And not every kind of music is right for every kind of show. And we decided, well, you know, you don't need to be right for a show to just be right in general. So submit your music to killradio.org, and chances are good that you'll get some airtime on Hear Hear. Shall we get started?
Well, real quick, if you have any questions during the show, you can always instant message us at...
Yes, our AOL instant messenger handle is
Kill Radio Station. All one word, Kill Radio Station. I just turned it on. Thank God. And that way, if you have any questions like about You Send It, when we're at music, I can answer that. Or if you have any questions for John, he answers a lot of questions that he knows nothing about, but he does really good answers.
Yes, absolutely. Because
really
I'm a robot
answers.
From the future. Yeah. Also, you know, if you want to call us, our number is 213-252-0998.
That number once again?
213-252-0998. And especially, you know, while music's playing, while our voices aren't on the air, if you want to ask us, you know, you hear a band, wow, they're cool. Any information we have about them.
Yeah,
by the way, when you submit your music, you know, submit it with some information, too, because
please.
We will, you know, talk about your website and your MySpace page and where you played last and where you're playing next and all that good stuff.
Oh, and another thing, include the pronunciation of your band or names or anything, because I have that problem all the time with my other show, because I play a lot of electronica bands, and I don't know what I'm saying. So I say it 20 different ways, and everyone gets irritated.
Actually, no, for Mark's sake, just write everything phonetically.
Totally. Especially my name.
So,
with a C.
This, by the way, is a free-form show. It's not always going to be the same DJs. We're going to be here most of the time, but it might change here and there. There's over 40 Kill Radio DJs. They do all kinds of different shows, and hopefully they'll get involved in helping us out to promote music that you might not have heard Do you want to get started with some music?
Yeah, why don't I get started?
Because like, songs, and then we'll talk about them. And
well, I got one song from a band that contacted me this week. I did a posting on Craigslist.com. They're called Revelation Inc. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Revelation Music. Yeah, Revelation Music, one word. And this is a song called Without Warning. I guess the genre is called something along the lines of, you know, speed metal, hard metal, death metal. We'll see. It's called Fear the Worst. So, of course, it's a positive song. And here it is.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll have to be sure to follow it up with something folksy.
Yeah, I have an R&B singer up next, Liz, or hopefully you do. You ready to go?
Follow up with some synth.
Okay, here's Fear the Worst, Revelation Inc. from the album Without Warning.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
You hear the cry out for the world, 'cause they
Hear, hear. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Welcome back.
That was Matt Klee I'm assuming I'm pronouncing it right. You can check them out. They have a website, mattclemusic.com and myspace.com/mattclee, MATCLI. They just recently did a show, The Troubadour, apparently, which I saw through MySpace that they sold out. So they're up and comers, these guys. Their interesting story that I read on their page about the name. Apparently, their computer crashed and they lost like all this information. And when the computer crashed, the word Matt Clee just showed up on the monitor. MATCLI. They don't know what it was. So that's what they called their band.
Message from God.
Exactly.
That's
so
awesome.
So yes, and these guys apparently have been playing a lot, and they have an EP out, and they've. According to the information they sent us here, they've sold over 400 copies of their EP, and they've been playing. It looks like they've been playing the high school and college circuit, but now they're really doing bigger gigs like Knitting Factory, Spaceland, Viper Room, Key Club, and the Troubadour. I mean, that's not an easy place to sell out. So, rock on, Matt Clee. Thanks for sending us your stuff. Oh, there's the picture.
Let me see. Oh my God, they look like they're 12.
Yeah, they're young guys. But, you know, they don't sound as young as they look. It's pretty impressive. So,
look at those green vans. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, you know what? I'm going to play
another song
because they've sent us so much stuff. They sent us, like, you know, all these reviews and press.
I'm a student protest.
Wow. Outside our window right now, kiradio.org, there's actually student protests. There's a big walkout going on.
Yeah, we had a call in earlier today about it happening in Van Nuys, and I guess this is I don't know what school this is nearby.
Wow. Yeah, there's just, looks like maybe 50 to 100, maybe more kids just walking down the street with flags, protesting the Sensenbrenner bill to make people illegal, I guess. And yeah, that's a pretty good turnout. A lot of young people. Okay. But that's politics. That's for the rest of Kill Radio. This is a music show.
We're not about that right now.
No, we're just about cool music submitted to killradio.org.
And cotton candy.
Thanks for listening to... Cotton candy's delicious. Thanks for listening to Here. I'm going to play another Mackley song because they were so nice to send us their CD.
Thank you.
And everyone
thank you, Mackley.
Check out their website, Mackley Music, and myspace.com/MATCLI.
Bootstraps
Welcome back.
So that was Matt Klee that we were just listening to.
What's the track again?
That is from their self-titled EP, and the track we just heard was called A Vice or Two, and before that we played a track called Prasoid, P-R-A-S-O-I-D.
Prasoid,
yes.
It is now.
Yes. So that's Matt Klee. Thanks for submitting.
Thank you.
And what we were listening to something at the top of the set.
We started off with Revelation Inc. And I just want to say, I just want to mention them. They're an LA band. Again, myspace.com/Revelation Music. On their little about Revelation Music, they write, "Revelation is the realization of a longtime passion from these five artists, resurrecting the music that conquered the world for many years and creating a new style and personality that will withstand the test of time." And I think that says it all about Revelation Inc.
That's
Don't you think? Pretty powerful stuff.
Pretty fucking profound, is what I say.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So I think we should go to a totally different genre. This is an artist by the name of Kimmy Curse, kind of R&B singer.
Cool.
And I think we'll talk about her afterwards. I think let's just go to music.
All right, you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Hey, tell a friend.
A few months ago, you had to leave. You were unhappy, you were fooling yourself and me. It hurt me so deeply, you never know. I watched you pack your things and you walked out that door. You looked me in my eyes and said you weren't coming back. Leave it alone, move on, no hard feelings. Baby, that's what you said. You asked me to let you go. Now I ask you, please let me go. Tell you, you hurt me so, and baby, now we are through. You see, you hurt me so deeply, you'll never know. I watched you pack your things and you went through that door. Let me go, yeah. Please let me go. Now you want me back? No, I don't think so. Remember. Got to know the use. No hard feelings, baby, but now Kimmy is through. You hurt me so deeply when you let me go. But baby, I can't take you back, so I'm telling you no. Please, let me go. Let me go.
Listening to Hear Hear on Coolradio.org, and so are many other people.
Yeah. That was Kimmy Curse from an album called I Give You Me. And that was submitted to us via the mail. Thank you very much. I have to admit, you know, she has a great voice, and she has, I think, bad production behind her. Especially that second track really showed it with that weird synthy horn sounding stuff. That sounded obvious. I mean,
yeah, no, but the
and it's a bummer music, because she has a great voice.
And if you could back up that, you know, take that exact same song and do it with real horns, which I know isn't easy.
I mean, we understand. You know, we're not knocking on him because, you know, you do the best you can with what you got. But man, she has a great voice. I guess all I'm saying is her voice deserves better production.
Yes.
And I know things are what they are, and, you know, I guess it's a compliment ultimately, or I wouldn't have said it. So.
Well, let's read
from it. So I guess she's been wowing audiences at the Apollo since the late 80s, and I guess she was known as singing Patti LaBelle's You Are My Friend. And this new CD is I Give You Me. I want to read one part because it's actually kind of funny. It says, I Give You Me has already drawn rave reviews and extensive radio airplay, including killradio.org. Yes. I added that part.
As of right now, this very
as of this very moment and present moment. But then it goes on to say, one listener, D. Stefan, says, if you like ballads that sound great, clean, and soulful, check out this CD. Thanks, D. Stefan, wherever you are. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Right on.
So,
yeah, I'm looking at this CD, and it's nice. And where is it sent to us from?
It's a place called Creativity and Music, also creativityandmusic.com.
All the way from Connecticut.
Connecticut's far away from California, eh?
Yes, it is. And you can check out, she's got her manager's website here, www.kimmyandklass, that's KLASSE.com. Anyway, so that was... I guess that's actually got to be her website address then. It was like, is it right under management and marketing? That's
right.
So anyway, check out her website, kimmyandklass.com. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you for submitting that. And
up next, we have some MySpace friends of mine who were kind enough to send some CDs all the way from the great state of Brooklyn. I miss New York. I really do. Rock on. This is Mudville. While you're listening to this, why don't you go to... Wow, sure sounds nice out there. Check this out.
More cops following those kids. Those damn kids running immigration reform.
That's the sound of people getting chased. Welcome to Los Angeles. And back to New York with Mudville, M-U-D-V-I-L-L-E. And while you're listening to this, don't tune out of killradio.org. Open up a new tab or a new window and go to www.mudvillemusic.com, M-U-D-V-I-L-L-E, music.com. This is what they sound like.
The walls are got me soaked up into the air. Steam in the back when I'm black, I'm locked in the mail, talking to myself. No one knows what I'll be seeing. Should I hire it of a speed? In my mind, I crawl some secret enemy, expecting the most to get my sleep. Close to your session. Even the moon will come back, you're laughing at
the land I'm blown like smoke into you, 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 blown like smoke into you.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Here's another Mudville track for you.
Live and direct.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
To Hear Hear on killradio.org. Wow, during that song, I took Mark's laptop and I turned it into a bong. I'm so relaxed right now. That was awesome.
And
that
I'm so paranoid and yet hungry. That Circle K across the street is looking hot.
I love everybody, but I especially love Mudville for sending us these
CDs. That was good.
And some stickers, too, which is very cool. That last track we just played is actually a B-side, an EP that they sent us called Sidetracks. And that's the AJ Nuttall remix of the song Blown. It's instrumental version. And let's see, what's the name of the song that we were playing before?
Stand by.
I believe it was called Stoned, actually. If it was track three, it was called Stoned.
We're so obvious.
I'm so relaxed right now.
We're so obvious.
I don't even do drugs
anymore.
We're
so easily manipulated.
Anyway, thank you, Mudville, for sending this stuff.
That was great.
Everyone should go check out myspace.com/Mudville and mudvillemusic.com. We were just looking
at the website. And it says on that CD they're actually on the Apple iTunes music store.
Oh,
they're on iTunes, so that's awesome.
Go and buy their CD.
But real quick about them, we went to their website, and in describing their sound, they name-dropped everyone from Curtis Mayfield to PJ Harvey to Jeff Buckley
Dan the Automator
to is that another person, Ben Rubin?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it no? That's one of the guys.
Oh,
yeah, Ben Rubin and Marilyn Carino
are
the band Mudville. Yeah. And I don't know if you could put Dan the Automator and Jeff Buckley in the same sense, and PJ Harvey. I mean, it's a great. They obviously love music, and it shows.
Rubin has actually remixed tracks for Wu-Tang Clan, Killer Priest.
Wow.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Brazilian Girls.
Brazilian Girls, which is great. Yeah. I love the Brazilian Girls CD.
Marshall Crenshaw? No way.
Rockin'.
Wow.
And the little thing about how these people met is so funny. Through a classified ad. That's it.
Yeah, while they were in New York or San Francisco. I guess they're New Yorkers, but they were on some sort of year-long stint in San Francisco.
Wow.
Great
Name of their album, The Glory of Man, is not in vogue. Thank you, Mudville, for submitting to Hear.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was great. Do we want to go to...
what do we have next?
Imogene?
Oh, yeah, I love Imogene. That's great. All right, so thanks for listening to Hear Here, and this is this is Imogene.
Stand by your selection.
Let's try it again.
Thank you, thank you.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
We really like, Mark and I really like Imogen.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. And they've contacted me through MySpace, and they're just like really friendly, pro-radio people.
Yeah.
And David Melby was kind enough to send us some CDs, and I'm looking at the CD right now, and the production value is really tight.
Yeah,
and,
fun photos.
The artwork is great. I love the eye on the front cover. Their website, www.imogene.info. Thanks so much for sending us that. And let's see, what else can we say? Also, you know, of course, they have a MySpace page, .com/Imogene, Imogene. And this album, which is self-titled, comes to us via Intrepid Sound Recordings.
Yeah, and there's some fun photos on their website, too, that I'd love to communicate to you, but this is radio.
Yes. Could you describe it? Describe the picture.
There's four guys standing in front of, it looks like a cathedral on the left, maybe on the right as well. They're maybe in Italy, Mexico, Spain. Looks like Spain to me, but I bet you it's not.
What would you call this kind of music? I mean, it's not just straight up rock. I mean, it's got this sort of psychedelic.
Well, it's interesting. They describe themselves as Pink Floyd meets Funkadelic.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's very Pink Floyd.
Or Radiohead meets Queens of the Stone Age.
Nice.
I mean, all very accurate.
Yeah, I love this picture they have in the sleeve of, it's like a statue of a head made up of bodies.
We've seen like that photograph, that old 1920s or even older photograph of that, of women sitting like at a vanity. Version of that, where you see a face, but then, or a skull, and then you look at it further, and you see it's actually the naked torsos and backs and bodies of women.
Yes,
forming the face.
Yes, although that illusion happens to me all the time.
Everything becomes a Rorschach image of naked women.
Awesome.
Gosh, I'm the same way, just with guys.
So thank you once again, Imogene. And you know, we'll try to play some of this stuff maybe the next time too. Trying to figure out how this show's going to work. We are a submission only show, so we only play music that's been sent to us. We don't go to you. So if you want us to play,
because you might not want us to play, your band might not want to be played on some really, really, you know, high production valued, conservative politics, you know, internet radio show like killradio.org.
We might be too conservative for you, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you might just be against being heard. Some musicians are heard like that. But, you know, we can't say
so
that.
So you find us, and we'll pretty much play, we'll play anything, unless, gosh.
Well, if, you know, you take the time to put it on a CD or send it to us through, what was that thing called?
Yousendit.com. Mm-hmm. Emailing me at mark@killradio.org. Do you have a Kill Radio address?
I don't.
Because they could send it to you too.
I don't have a Kill Radio address at the moment. So if you're going to send it digitally,
just send it to me and I'll take care of it. That'd be great.
I like the textile. I like to be able to touch music. So send it analog stuff.
I like to just drag it over to my iPod and then be off and running, tuning out the world and tuning into you.
I like to take the CD out of the case and just rub it all over my naked body before I put it in the CD player.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Although sometimes it makes
sense. I do that with my laptop or my iPod.
You're such a stereotype.
I know. God damn it. Shut up.
No,
okay.
I have to admit that, you know, today is going for our debut show. I'm really happy with the way things are going, because we're taking a lot of risks playing music that we, in some cases, haven't even heard. Mm-hmm. And I think the quality of the music
The most important thing, as I always want, is diversity.
Yeah. Well, here for that.
Let's
play something else.
Yeah, we're going to you?
Yeah, sure. This is called Girl Without Fear. And the name of the album is Mixed Messages.
She looks like a fun, crazy girl.
Yeah, she sent us
like fun, cute, crazy, like might turn on you on a date, but hot and fun. I'm just going by the photo. She's probably not that way at all. She's probably like, you know, she looks like kind of, maybe she was like homecoming queen, but then she's gone bad, which are the hottest chicks.
Absolutely.
The funnest, at least.
She sent us like 8 CDs and you know, addressed it to each show. And this was before we even came up with
I didn't get one.
Idea. Well, you have one now. So I'm just going to start with the first track. It's called Avalanche. And all songs written by Demetria and J.D. Schultz. This is Girl Without Fear. And in the meantime, go to www.girlwithoutfear.com.